The East Bay Business Times welcomes you to the Publisher's Notebook podcast, hosted by Mike Consul, publisher of the East Bay Business Times. The Publisher's Notebook features an interview with a different East Bay executive each week. This is an expanded audio version of the column that appeared in the weekly print edition. Publisher's Notebook is produced by XLRQ.com. This segment is sponsored by Studio Blue. And now your host, Mike Consul.
This is Mike Consul, publisher of the East Bay Business Times. We're here with Director George Miller of Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. What was your very first job?
My very first job was in high school in construction for the individual that actually built the house we were living in. My first real job was coming here to the laboratory. I came directly out of school.
What is your business or organizational philosophy?
I think I would say my organizational philosophy, or really business, is providing the customer outstanding value. The laboratory is not in a business in the classic sense of the word, but our job is to provide exceptional science and technology to our customers, to provide objectivity and integrity, and to do it in the most cost-efficient fashion possible.
How do you stay motivated?
I stay motivated because the job of the laboratory of providing national security support is so important, and that's what really motivates me, is having a job that does something really important. Quite frankly, because I am a scientist, it has a technical component, and I'm just curious about the technical aspects of the job.
What is your guiding principle or motto?
Principal issue that I try to focus on is people. People are the greatest assets of any institution, and they certainly are the greatest assets of this laboratory. And so the most important thing to me is to pay attention to the people. If they are properly motivated and guided, they'll just do fantastic things.
How do you measure success?
Really, measuring success is all about understanding where you want to go. And so it's having a goal that's measurable. If you have a goal that's measurable, you, in fact, are measuring your progress toward it. So you can, in fact, tell if you've accomplished what you set out to do.
I know that your life is a laboratory in part, but what goal does George Miller have yet to achieve?
That's a hard question for me. You know, I have a number of things that I'd like to accomplish, really, in terms of watching my grandson grow up, watching my son get married. So they tend to be personal goals associated with the further development of my family.
What's the best decision you've ever made?
To come to Livermore. You know, I've never regretted that. I've just had a fantastic career here at the laboratory, and I think that was the best decision I ever made.
What's the worst decision you've ever made?
I have a hard time with worst. Generally speaking, the things that I have set out to do, I've accomplished. I think probably the hardest decisions and the ones that I regret are ones where I've picked a person for a particular job and it didn't work out. I take that very personally, that that's a mistake that I made in putting a good person in a wrong position, and it ends up being a difficulty for everybody.
What is your definition of leadership?
Leadership, to me, is really about having a vision for the future and coupling that vision to the management and organization and values of an institution so that you can accomplish that vision.
What futuristic technology are you most excited about?
I think the things that I'm most excited about are things that the laboratory is working on right now. The large laser, the National Ignition Facility, is about to turn on, and the science that we're going to learn is just going to be incredible, because we can reach conditions that only exist in the center of the sun, and we're going to learn all kinds of interesting things. The other one is large-scale computations. You know, we're just beginning to see what I believe is a new revolution. I mean, we've had computer revolutions several times, but these big machines that we have right now are the beginning of something that's, I think, just going to change dramatically the scope of how science is done.
What has been your biggest missed opportunity?
I can't think of a big missed opportunity. Lots of the things that I have done have worked out very, very well. It's hard for me to come up with something an opportunity that I've missed.
Who is your mentor?
I've been lucky to have several mentors throughout my career. When I first came to the laboratory and was learning the business of the laboratory, a personal friend and mentor was Roy Woodruff. I've had the pleasure of being mentored by almost every director of this laboratory. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be here at a time when you know, Roger Batesel, Johnny Foster, John Knuckles, Bruce Tarter, Mike Anastasio, all of them are people that have contributed personal things to me and things that I've learned about how to be a leader.
What single word best describes George Miller?
Probably energetic.
What do you like best about what you do?
I like the fact that I'm working on something that's important for the country. I like the scientific challenge in understanding the broad range of technologies that this laboratory works on.
What do you like least about your job?
That's easy, traveling. I spend a lot more time on airlines than I would like to.
What are your interests?
I have a broad set of interests. I think it's because of, if you will, my liberal education and a small liberal arts school. I enjoy reading histories, biographies, psychology, philosophy, as well as scientific texts. So I'm interested in a very broad set of things.
What is your pet peeve?
People who use imprecise language. I think, you know, imprecise language contributes to confusion. It leads to disagreements that don't necessarily have to be there. So I tend to try to encourage people to be very clear and precise in the language that they use.
What's the most important lesson you've learned?
I think the most important lesson I've learned is really about people, giving people responsibility, allowing them to be successful. Again, trying to stay out of their way, give them the opportunities to apply their creativity, their energy to a given problem.
If you could meet any person, living or dead, and spend a couple of hours with that person, who would it be?
That's a hard question because there's a lot of people I would be interested in meeting and talking to. If it had to come down to one person, it would probably be Teddy Roosevelt. He's an amazing character in terms of the breadth of what he did, what he accomplished as a president, and who he was as a person.
So I want to ask you about competition. I want to ask you who your most respected competitor is. Do you see the laboratory as competitive against other organizations or entities? And if so, who do you respect the most, or who do you see as your fiercest competition?
It's an interesting question given the structure of the national laboratory system. I think our most important competitor is Los Alamos. It's now run by somebody who's a personal friend of mine. And the relationship is interesting because we collaborate and cooperate, and we also compete. So we have a very dynamic relationship. But that competition has been very important to the national security of the country because we compete for providing the country the best ideas.
What is your greatest fear?
I actually don't know how to answer that. I don't have a lot of fears. If you ask me, what do I worry about? Probably I worry about the loss of a family member.
What is your idea of perfect happiness?
The situation I find myself in is one that I'm very happy with. I have a wonderful job that's important. I have a wonderful family, and I get to spend some time with them. At some level, that's probably the right definition. You know, I have something important to work on, and I have a loving family to surround me.
What is your greatest strength?
You know, probably, again, my energy level, ability to stick to a problem and work it through.
What characteristic do you most admire in people?
Honesty. You know, I really desire to have people around me who will tell me what they think. I have a hard time when there are people around me when I think they're telling me what they think I want to hear. That doesn't serve me well. And so I like and appreciate people, you know, who will disagree with me. I mean, you know, I know very well what my own thoughts are. I don't need people to reinforce my own thoughts. I need people to challenge my thoughts. And so, again, I like people who are, really admire people who are comfortable being honest and straightforward.
What characteristic do you most deplore?
I think the opposite of honesty. I mean, I think duplicity, people who play games, those are characteristics that I just don't care for.
If you had to re-career, what would your first choice be for a new career?
It would probably be a university professor or a teacher. Second, at one point in my life, I considered being a doctor.
What is your favorite quote?
It's actually a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. It's a long quote, so I printed it out for you. It's about the critic and the man in the arena who actually struggles for accomplishing a great idea. I think it, again, represents a personal perspective that we have lots and lots of critics, and we need more people who are willing to try to accomplish great things.
What is your current state of mind?
Very positive. you know, certainly very comfortable, enthusiastic, looking forward to the future.
How do you deal with disappointment?
I try to move past it very quickly. You know, if you focus, my view is if you focus on disappointment, it can drag you down. You have to deal with it, but moving past it, getting on with life or business or whatever the area is.
How do you deal with stress?
Most easily for me to dealing with stress is to try to exercise. I used to be able to run a lot. I can't anymore because of my Achilles tendons. I bicycle now. But what I find is that when I exercise, my mind literally shuts down. And I found out a long time ago I couldn't even add two and two together when I was running. So it allows me to relax, you know, move away from whatever the stress is. And then I can do a reset when the time comes.
So your exercise of choice is?
Right now it's bicycle. I try to ride my bicycle, mostly a mountain bike, regularly.
What question do you most want the answer to?
It's not a simple question. I'm just incredibly curious about how everything that we find in our universe fits together. It's a very complex system, but as a scientist and a technologist, I continue to be curious about how it all fits together. Again, I'm a physicist, not a biologist, but I find the biological revolution and understanding, you know, the nature of us as chemical factories, you know, quite fascinating.
So a true unified theory of the universe would suit you well.
Yes, I don't expect us to find one soon. But the thing that's, again, I find interesting is that as you delve deeper and deeper, how many things are actually connected.
What's the most influential book you've ever read?
Let's see. I have a problem with most in that context because I'm influenced by lots of different kinds of books. Probably biographies as a general area. One of my classmates, I didn't know him very well, but a classmate at William & Mary, Joseph Ellis, has written a bunch of biographies about early American figures, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the founding fathers. And I really enjoy reading about them and the things that they accomplished.
What has been the most ecstatic moment of your life?
Probably the birth of my children. Probably equally is getting married.
What is your most cherished possession?
I don't think of it as a possession, but certainly the most cherished part of my life is my family.
What's your favorite movie?
I'd like lots of movies. You know, as an example, if I were probably forced to pick, I would probably pick the Star Wars sequence. Got home last night from a trip to Washington, D.C., and was reminded of another movie that I really like. My wife was watching on TV, The Color Purple. Again, a very broad set of kinds of movies I find enjoyable.
What's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant is actually no longer in existence. It was a country Japanese restaurant in San Francisco called Mingeyas. Been closed probably 10 or 15 years, but it was just a delightful place to go eat.
What's your favorite way to spend free time?
Either spend time with my family, exercise. Following that, I'd like to play with my computer at home.
And your favorite vacation spot is where?
Hawaii.
Thank you for joining this segment of The Publisher's Notebook with your host, Mike Consol. Publisher's Notebook is produced by XLRQ.com. This segment was sponsored by Studio Blue.